Welcome back to Katie and Kay, Pearl and Wood.
Thanks.
Hello.
We're so happy to be here.
Natalie on the banjo here, and we have Ellie on cello.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all are playing next week at Steve's Guitars, right? Is that on Saturday?
Yep, Saturday, January 19th at 8:30. We're releasing our EP. Everyone harmonize.
And what is the name of the EP?
Pearl and Wood.
We're real original.
Self-titled.
For a while we were like, should it be Pearl and Wood EP or should it just be Pearl and Wood?
That's okay. I think it's a strong name. But you are missing
one
third of the band that some of us Roaring Fork Valley locals know. Barn Darlington. Katie and Kay's former Barn Darlington. Mark.
We miss him.
Yes, our drummer is no longer here. He has moved on to the Midwest where people are fine and nice.
And ice fishing.
I can't do that in Garrison Keillor's voice.
So I don't think that's such a bad thing that you're missing a drummer. I think that you still have a pretty strong unit with the strings here.
Yeah, we can do
that's
a lot.
Kind of
but
you.
He's
we
on
do
the
miss
EP.
Him.
We miss him a lot.
Yeah.
Really? So yeah. He is on the EP.
Mm-hmm. He is on the EP.
We got him all recorded before he left. He warned us of this very sad thing that he was moving away.
How many tracks are on the new EP?
There are 6 plus a bonus track. Which we added
secret.
At the last minute.
We won't tell you what it is.
Wow. But it's way different than the other 6.
Very different.
And
that's
it's
awesome.
Really fun.
That's awesome. That sounds like a pretty meaty EP.
It's a steak.
So y'all have been working on some new material for the last couple seasons or...
We have some new stuff. We've had some major, both of us have had big life events, so we've kind of paused on the new music front, but we're just digging back in, which we're excited about. We do have one new song, which was actually a co-created song with Chris Hassig and Peter Winnie. They both helped us write this new song that we're excited about that we hope just becomes like a bigger part of Carbondale, a bigger, more collective part of Carbondale. It's fun when everyone...
Chris Hassig, Katie and Gay, DJ.
Sure thing.
The man, and his art is our album cover.
What?
It's a whole community project, really.
Yeah.
I love Chris. One of my favorite Carbondalians.
Mm-hmm. I love that he plays jazz on Katie and Gay. It just makes me happy.
Yeah. Chris Hassig, you may know from The Deep Breakfast on Friday. Afternoons.
Noon to 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you're coming Katie and Kay, like in the middle of the night on Thursdays, I feel like it's sometimes easier in this very room. Chris, I hope you're listening.
So anyway, we're here with Ellie and Natalie of Pearl and Wood, of the new revised version of Pearl and Wood.
Yes.
And y'all are releasing a new EP, self-titled, and performing at Steve's Guitars next Saturday, January 19th.
Mm-hmm. 8:30.
That's awesome. I think I can go, actually, too. Oh, my God.
I'm available.
God. Daddy's going out on the town.
And if Cody can make it, then everyone else can, too.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. That's so true. So thanks for showing up to Katie and Kay again. Can you showcase a few of your songs that we can all hear today?
Yeah, we sure can.
Yeah, we'll start with one called Behind the Tent that features Miss Ellie on cello. She's a fine cello player.
Natalie wrote this one. And we might play a little revised version. This is a special edition.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't know what she's signing me up for.
If we start improvising. This is the thing when you play the same songs for a while.
Right.
Nice.
Gonna get your dancing shoes on for that one.
Yeah,
we played it on New Year's and my friend Pete flat-footed, which was
really fun.
Oh, it
was so cool.
That's what I was thinking. It seemed like kind of a clogging flat.
It's a good flat, but it's a good old time tune. Mm-hmm. Well, old time, new time, our time tune.
Medium time.
Old time meaning like old Appalachian.
Yeah, right now time.
Yeah. Roots of bluegrass, not bluegrass. Roots of bluegrass. It's where bluegrass came from. We have a lot to thank.
Exactly.
What's the difference between new, neo, present, and roots?
Neo roots.
Well, that's a long conversation.
Yeah.
This could turn into a podcast.
I process the new music here at KD&K, and I put the yellow tape on lots of CDs. And
what's the yellow tape mean?
That's traditionally, boringly called just folk. But I think of it as acoustic, Americana, roots, singer-songwriter.
Right.
Which encompasses
broad.
A lot of things, yeah.
Broad. Yeah, I feel like Americana is equally as broad as folk sometimes.
Yeah. But Americana can be like country music with like drums and everything, yeah. You know. So
basically means includes string instruments.
I just know that I really value and appreciate music that is made from people's hands with handmade instruments, you know, in this day and age.
Yep.
Yes, it's much needed. Yes. Elixir.
Agreed.
That's what I like about our bonus track. It's so different. I'm not going to give anything away. It sounds so different. It doesn't sound like our instruments, but it is. And it's cool to have that sound come from like the traditional kind of banjo cello duo that we have and the technical training that we have, but
I don't have technical training. So,
yeah, speaking of, did either one of y'all go to school for music or?
We both did in a way. I went to college thinking that I was going to go into music, the music business. And yeah, I did the whole thing, the orchestra, private lessons, juries at the end of the semester where you perform a concerto by memory in a hall by yourself with four teachers judging you in the audience.
Wow.
It was terrifying.
Playing cello.
Yeah, by yourself. And of course, scales and Bach suites and all these things. So I feel like that's where I got a lot of my performance anxiety out.
There's like a very huge personality that can like handle that and thrive off of that. And there's a very large population of not musicians that just that
crumble.
That is not meant for.
Yeah. This is why I don't play classical music anymore.
And where was that you went to school, Ellie?
At the University of Puget Sound.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right on.
But anyway, I decided to not. I decided to pursue science instead.
Oh.
but still play music, of course.
And are you still working in the sciences?
Yeah, I am. I work in the climate science. That's my day job, is communicating climate science in creative ways.
Interesting.
Through graphic design and illustration and videos. And yeah, it's very different than cello.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. It's a creative endeavor.
And what about you, Natalie? Your any formal training?
Well, I did play in fifth grade. You could pick any instrument you wanted to play. And there was this really cool girl in high school named Rachel Dyke. And Rachel Dyke played the upright bass. So I decided to pick the biggest instrument one could possibly play in fifth grade because of Rachel Dyke.
Your parents were like, no.
They were always super supportive. So I played piano. My dad had me playing piano when I was really young. He was also a pianist. He was a jazz and classical pianist. And so I started playing upright bass and played saxophone a little bit, you know, and quit everything in high school. Sports kind of took over. And then it wasn't until I moved to Carbondale, which is why this town is amazing, that I started playing again. Dana Wilson had started a little old-time music scene here, and I'd never heard of old-time music. And old time again is like is a style of music from the Appalachian region of the U.S. And I started playing bass for his band called Slide Whistle. And I had never heard anyone play clawhammer banjo before, and I was just mesmerized by
cool.
it.
So. Hmm.
I started the banjo.
We're here with Pearl and Wood, Natalie and Ellie on banjo and cello here. And y'all want to feature another song?
Sure, we'll do one more that's on the EP, and then we'll give you guys some new stuff. We have some new things, but we've just been holding back a little bit.
Gotta keep you waiting for the good stuff.
This next song is called Farewell. I wrote it about Carbondale when I was first leaving Carbondale.
It's actually called When I Go on the EP.
Oh, it's called When I Go. Yeah, we changed the name. Yeah.
And the chorus.
I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah.
All right. One, two, three. Mind it spins like a wooden top and wobbles till it's ready to drop. And I sit here singing the blues while banjo whispers a sweet soft tune.
I know when I go, I'm gonna be fine.
listening to Carbondale's very own Pearl and Wood. And they will be performing next week on Saturday at Steve's Guitars, January 19th. And they're having a release of their new EP, self-titled Pearl and Wood.
Yes.
Yoo-hoo. Thanks so much for being here. You sound excellent.
Thanks so much for having
Cody.
Feels good. Feels good to release this into the world.
Right
and to
on.
Be here.
Right on. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if I know how Pearl and Wood came together, how you all met.
Spears of the universe. I was actually serving soup at the time. I was serving soup at Gwyn's on Snowmass.
I've done that before.
Uh-huh. I feel like everyone in this valley has
in the season of 09-10,
yeah.
I was there. And everyone told me that, too. Like, everyone in
it's
the
like a
valley
rite of passage.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Either Gwen's or Bonnie's or yeah. some sort of, like, ski. Yeah, so I did my season at Gwyn's. And it obviously paid off because Pearl and Wood came together as a result.
Well, how did you meet?
We had a lot of friends that were like, oh, you guys should play music together, but we didn't really know each other. And so I recognized Elliot Gwyn's. I was like, oh, we gotta play.
Were you a ski instructor?
I still teach.
Right on.
And so, yeah, that was kind of the beginning of it. And I was still in school. I had gone back to school, so it was a total long-distance relationship for a while. And it's been really fun to be in the Valley, and to actually be in the same place.
Yeah, we had, like, probably a year, right, of Natalie would come over here from Boulder once a month, pretty much.
Yeah.
And we practiced feverishly on like Friday night and Saturday morning, and then we'd have a gig on Saturday and Sunday or something like that, and then we'd have a month off, and then we'd do it all again.
It's crazy.
And somehow we pulled it off. It was great.
And how did Mark ever come into the mix?
I had played with Mark in other projects. Like, there were lots of versions of Saddle the Unicorn and Cat Toys for the People, and so I had played with Mark in those contexts, and he was so fun to play with, and he's a great drummer and such a good listener, which I think is one of the best qualities of a drummer, is just
best quality of a musician.
Of a musician, yeah. Especially a drummer, you know? Yeah, I guess that's really the foundation of it all.
And he's really easy to work with.
Super easygoing. One of those nice, fine people from the Midwest.
Likes ice fishing.
I like Midwestern.
Are y'all both from the East Coast?
I'm from Washington, D.C.
I'm from Seattle.
Sorry.
I kind of have this, like, kindred spirit from the East Coast a little bit.
For crusty, so grouchy people. Mm-hmm.
Y'all are from opposite coast, and Mark is from in the middle.
Yeah. We all balanced each other out.
Yeah.
So any updates on our beloved Barn Darlington?
Chelsea's working for Vail Resorts in Minneapolis.
Wow.
I know. Mm. Can't get away from the ski industry even if you leave here.
Yeah. Who knew? And last we heard, Mark was excited about kind of being a session drummer in the area, which he would be very good at. So,
yeah.
We wish him well in his session dreams.
I'm so grateful that y'all are right here with us in Carbondale.
Mm. It's pretty special.
Picking and bowing some strings. So do y'all have one more?
Yeah, we have one more. This is, it's still a work in progress. I'm writing more verses as we speak and open to more verses being added, and grateful for the contributions Chris Hassig and Peter Winnie have added to it. So I just hope it grows. This is, you guys get a taste of a work in progress.
Yeah. I will say, coming from the climate sciences, I've always wanted to incorporate climate into a song, and every time I hear it's done, it feels like so cheesy, and I think that the way Natalie wrote the song is like the most tasteful way to communicate climate in music that I've heard.
So anyway, we're here with Pearl and Wood, right here in the KD&K studio. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, good to be here.
We're gonna set up a little bit, move around.
Well, this is a song that this summer was pretty crazy with that fire, and it left a lot of space for thinking and processing. And so this song has kind of been born out of that. It's still evolving, but like we said, Chris has been a part of it, and Pete. So here we go. It's called The Land is Calling Out.
The river's running thirsty and the flames are burning high. The mountain caught on fire and the truth we can't deny. The land is calling out that it's time to change our ways. No, she can't take this no more.
The sky is full of fury, the water's rolling in. No borders and no nation states, we all will sink or swim. The land is calling out that it's time to change our ways. No, she can't take this no more. The industry spreads outwards on hungry veins of black. To drain the marrow from her bones, to cut, to call, to frack. The land is calling out that it's time to change our ways. No, she can't take this no more. The future bears the burden, the present bears the blame. The hourglass is running lower at the final grain. The land is calling out that it's time to change our ways. No, she can't take this no more. No, she can't take this no more. No, she can't take this no more.
Oh, thank you so much. Natalie and Ellie of Pearl and Wood, they will be performing at Steve's Guitars next Saturday, January 19th, and releasing their self-titled EP for the first time. Thank you so much for coming to KDNK to express yourself today.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to seeing more and more of you.
Mm-hmm. We look forward to seeing everyone's face on the 19th.
Thanks for listening.